This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. President Trump promised tax overhaul and got that one done. He also said he'd bring back jobs in the coal industry. Coal miners were some of his staunchest supporters in the 2016 election. So a year in, how's that promise going? Here's Reed Frazier from the Public Media Energy Reporting Project, State Impact Pennsylvania.
At a gymnasium in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, Trenton Phillips is looking for a job as a coal miner.
Yeah, I'm currently looking for something where I can advance, maybe one day be somewhere higher up and not have to break my back and use my head a little more.
Phillips already works at a company that fixes belt lines at coal mines. He's at a county job fair today where there are booths for jobs in industries like healthcare and trucking. But Phillips is only stopping at a booth for a coal mine contractor. He wants to become a mine foreman or supervisor. Phillips is in his mid-20s. He got a job at a union coal mine after graduating high school 6 years ago, during better times for the coal industry. With overtime, he says he made up to $90,000 a year.
It was pretty much booming when I was coming right out of high school, so it seemed like the thing to do.
The mine closed in 2015, so Phillips drove a truck in the oil and gas industry for a year. But the hours were unpredictable, and when a job opened up at the belt repair company, he grabbed it. He says he's not afraid of another coal industry slump now that President Trump is in the White House. Trump has made reviving the coal industry a signature goal of his, and many coal miners are taking this promise to heart.
Now everything seems to be going back up, and it's going in the right direction.
The coal industry has rebounded a bit. This has more to do with foreign demand and rising natural gas prices than any of President Trump's pro-coal policies. That's according to Dan Klein of S&P Global Platts, a company that analyzes energy trends.
There's been very little measurable impact of what the administration has done. And to be honest, there's very little that could be done in this instance.
That's because low natural gas prices should continue to keep the market for coal weak. Coal production is up this year, but it's still not close to the level it was at when Phillips first started working in the industry in 2011. And the Department of Energy says coal demand will remain more or less flat the next couple of years. Coal mining has been a tradition in Nelton Rahal's family for generations.
My father was a coal miner. My grandfather was a coal miner. My grandfather's father was a coal miner.
But Rahal isn't looking to go back underground. At a McDonald's near Pittsburgh, Rahal took a lunch break from his job with a national lawn care company, where he's a lead technician on a small crew. Rahal is in his 40s and is a father of two. He earns around $40,000 a year, close to what he made working as a contractor in coal mines. He left the industry 5 years ago when he suffered a bad hernia pulling on a heavy chain. Since then, the coal industry has slumped big time.
When I came back, I realized during my time with Weedman, I've watched three of my family members lose their job with the coal mines. And the coal companies they work for say, oh, we'll get you back, we'll get you back, we'll get you back.
They never did get their jobs back. Rahal says coal mining has done a lot of good.
I know what this country is built on. I'll never forget that. The times are changing. And for me to be successful in my life, I had to change with them. And not knowing if I have a job was one of them. I know I have a job.
Lawn care offers steady work. And now, Rahal says he's up for a promotion to management with more responsibilities and more pay. In Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Reed Frazier for Marketplace.